If it wasn't for a cool front that's going to be moving through the Midwest with a little bit of tropical moisture insurgence over the weekend, the majority of the next 2 weeks would be looking very dry across a big part of the Midwest. And the forecast is going to be still favorable, even though we do have this one disrupting event. The cool front that's expected to come across the region will occur over the weekend, maybe beginning as early as Thursday night and Friday in the northwestern Corn Belt, and advancing through most of the crop region as we go from Saturday into Sunday. The cold front only becomes significant when tropical moisture from the remnants of Tropical Cyclone Odile becomes involved with the system, and that will likely take place as we finish out this week and move into the weekend as well. The merging of these two systems will likely lead the way towards a greater rain band that may occur in the region from Kansas into parts of Illinois and Indiana, perhaps southern Michigan. It all depends on the exact timing in which the tropical system's remnants join up with the frontal boundary. If the remnants don't show up until a little bit later in time, the frontal system will be further south, and so will the greater rains. If the frontal system and the tropical moisture align themselves more quickly, we could see some greater rains in Iowa and parts of Wisconsin. Right now, though, the most favored time period for the two to meet up will be probably on Friday, and we'll likely see that band of greater rains occurring across the region from the Central Plains into a part of Illinois and northern Indiana. Now, the rainfall amounts in that greater band could run 1 to 2 inches. Some of the computer forecast models suggested more than 3 inches might occur. I think that may be a little bit much, but we'll continue to monitor. It's not out of the realm of possibilities. Rainfall in the rest of the Midwest probably run a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch. It'll all be more or less disruptive to crop maturation and harvest progress, but the good news is that there's not much precipitation that follows this event. Almost all of next week will be left dry across the Midwest, and a relatively warm temperature bias is expected to be in place as well, and that will likely translate into a good drying environment for the most part, and also an opportunity for more aggressive crop maturation and harvest progress to be made during that period of time. The temperatures in the Midwest today will be mostly in the 60s. We'll look for some 70s in the western and southernmost fringes of the region. As we move into the day tomorrow, we'll still be upper 60s and 70s across a fair amount of the region, but a couple of 80-degree temperatures may occur in Kansas or parts of western Missouri. As we get into the day of Thursday, we'll see very little change in the temperature distribution. On Friday, though, we'll start seeing the warmer air push more deeply into the Midwest. We'll look for temperatures running in the 70s and 80s for the most part, and that will probably continue as we move on into the day on Saturday with more 70s and 80s expected. Some slight cooling will occur thereafter behind that frontal boundary that we talked about previously, and the temperatures will come back down into the 70s with a few upper 60s perhaps in the northern parts of the region. The low temperatures at night over these next several nights are likely to be mostly in a seasonably mild to coolish range. We'll look for some upper 30s and 40s to occur tomorrow morning, but after that, 40s and 50s will be common. There will be some lower 60s that will occur just ahead of that cool front over the course of the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.